Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Omid Aleph. We're still in Simen Sadi, and we'll begin at the very top of the Omid with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mutter Lorok Beveis HaKnesses. We're continuing to learn some of the halachos of Ashul, and the Mechaber starts off with Sif Yud Gimel with the following statement. Mutter Lorok Beveis HaKnesses. When a person has to and he doesn't have a choice, one is permitted to spit inside of a shul. What should he do with the saliva? So he should take his foot, v'darsu b'raglav, and rub it into the ground with his shoe. Oh, mechaseo begemi, or as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, if he spits into either a reed or some sort of a straw material, and it will get covered up with that material, then it would be acceptable. Again, certainly not desirable, but if a person has no choice, he has this uncomfortable sensation of saliva in his mouth that he has to get rid of. So these are the permissible ways that one can discharge the saliva in a shul. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Daled writes, Pirush, when we're saying that you're allowed to spit over here, Shelo b'shas tefillah shmoneh esrei, we're not chas hashom talking about doing this during the shmoneh esrei. Only other parts of the tefillah, if you're going kriyas shma b'chosea, you would be allowed to spit in those situations. However, avo b'tefillah shmoneh esrei also larok, but not during the shmoneh esrei, as we'll learn in Simen Sadi Zayin and Siv Beis Ayin Sham. Look there for more details. Dirshu footnote number 44 brings down the makbid shelo larok b'veso, and if a person is very makbid about not spitting in his own house, so the Shaar HaTzion and Simen Kufnon Aleph writes that it's not clear that he'd be allowed to spit in the shul. Certainly one shouldn't treat their house more with more sanctity than they would treat the shul. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah over there writes, in the name of the Arizal, that the Arizal was very nizar not to spit in a Beis Knesses. And if he did have the sensation of having saliva in his mouth, the Kaf HaChaim brings down, he would swallow it or spit it into his clothing, because it's improper to spit it out in front of other people and in the Beis HaKnesses. Sivkot and Memhei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you cover it up with your foot, you rub the saliva into the ground. Shalya Magula, it shouldn't be open and visible if they're covered, because that's not a bechavadika thing to have the saliva, the spit of the person standing in the open area. If somebody doesn't want to spit, he doesn't want to have this happen on a regular basis, he sees he has a lot of saliva. A suggestion the Mishnah Berurah brings down is Yilos Kodim Knisoso Shorish Motok Shekorim Licorice. Go and chew on something that is sweet, which he says is something called licorice. In the Tirgum, it says that this is some sort of a sweet tavlin, some sort of a sweet ingredient. And he says, even though you're not allowed to eat before davening, afubok yishari, this is permissible before davening, delo shayach was a gaiva. That's not an arrogant thing to chew on this material that will prevent you from having a lot of saliva. Pigami machnis legufo, and you're not really swallowing it, so it's not a problem. However, he says on Erev Yom Kippur or on Erev Tisha B'Av, when it's a fast day, also one shouldn't do these things before the fast starts, because she yishar hamasikus b'fi, because this will leave the sweet taste in his mouth, ukishabolea rok, and when he swallows the saliva, then bolea masikus, he's actually swallowing some of the sweet taste as well, which is prohibited on the fast day. Dishu footnote number 45 brings down, if the item that he's chewing doesn't have a sweetness to it, then he would be permissible to go and swallow the saliva. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memvav writes, you have to cover it up with this gemi, with this reed, wrote Salomar, Shim Yesh Tevin O Gemi Beis HaKnesses, if the floor of the shul is made up of some straw or some reed material, then you can spit directly on it, if you don't have to rub it into the ground, Shurikiko Mechusa Begemi, because the saliva itself is covered up now with the gemi. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Yashkim Odom Leveis HaKnesses, Kidei Sheimoni Ma'asor Rishonim, very important halacha. The Mechaber says, it's a tremendously important mitzvah to be amongst the first 10 people that are in the shul, and a person should get up early in order to be zocha to do this mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Zayin writes, V'davko Sheyispalo Shomimon, that's of course if you're intending to daven with them. Dirshu footnote number 46 brings down the tremendous reward that one gets for this. His notel schar kinetic kola boy makrav. He gets the schar for all the people to come afterwards to the shul. As the Gemara in Brachos says, ha-makdim b'socha asorah, and he says, if you come earlier in the 10, the first one amongst the 10, so is a machlokis. The Elia Rabbah, in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, says that there's no specific benefit to being the first one versus the 10th one. All the first 10 had the same kadima, the same great schar and reward versus the people that come after that. However, the Madani Yontif brings down that the Rishon, the first one, gets the schar of all the other comers, including the first other 9. They come after him. And the second one gets the schar of the 8 plus all the others. The third one, the schar of the 7 plus all the others, etc. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Matzis HaShekel as well. And even if you're not from the 10 of the first people there, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that you should still try to come early. It's still better to be early in shul than it is to come late. And the earlier you are, Yoster Korov Lienika Sekdusha, you get more, so to say, sustenance from the Kedusha of the shul by coming earlier. And he says an interesting point as well. When you leave the shul, you should try to be amongst the 10 last people that leave the shul as well. The issue footnote number 47 brings down, if you're not able to do this for Shacharis, the Kaf HaChaim says you should try to do it at least for Mincha Maariv. If you can't be up so early in the morning, try to be the first one in shul, first 10 in shul for Mincha and for Maariv. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Arizal lo hayomin harishonim ki hutzrach liponos. The Arizal wasn't able to be amongst the first 10 because he had some bathroom needs to take care of in the morning. Shai l'choli, he was sick, so he couldn't get to shul in time because he had to go to the bathroom, and you can't daven if you have to go to the bathroom. V'gam k'dei she'elech me'utav b'talos v'tzulim b'ezek knesses. And likewise, if a person wants to go to shul wearing his talos and tzulim, which we had discussed earlier, and if you want to go to shul before the time for talos and tzulim is already there, so then you can't put on your talos and tzulim. And if you try to always go to shul wearing your talos and tzulim, as we've discussed earlier, you can't do that if you're going before the time for talos and tzulim. Ubezohar Naso Isa, and the Zohar in Parshas Naso says, she's asu asor b'yachad v'yivol l'beis ha-knesses. An ideal way to do this is to gather 10 people and all go to the beis ha-knesses together. The issue footnote number 48 brings down that if you do want to go to shul before the time to put on talis and tefillin, certainly you don't have a problem of doing so, even though this way you won't go to shul wearing your talis and tefillin. Sif Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Im nishar odim yichidim ispalo b'beis ha-knesses shebesodos, or afilu b'beis ha-knesses shebeir. If a person sees that there's one guy left in shul, and whether the shul was out in the fields as it was in earlier times, or whether it's a shul inside the city as they are nowadays, Im yitvilas arvis, if this is davening ma'ariv, shemispalo b'layla, as the Ramah adds, that which is davened late at night, so chayiv chaveru lahamtin lo ad shi yisayim tviloso, then you should wait for him. You shouldn't leave him alone by himself, because if he sees he's the last guy in the shul, and this shul is out in the woods someplace as it was in those days, or even if it's in a city, but it may be dangerous to go alone from the shul home, so you shouldn't do this to this person. You should wait for him so his tefillah won't be all mevulbal. He won't be in an uproar. He won't be concerned and nervous about being alone in the shul by himself. So therefore, you should stay with him. The Ramah adds, and there are people that say this applies by Shacharis as well, and even if it's a base Knesset inside our cities, people still will be concerned if they're the last one to leave the shul all by themselves. The issue footnote number 49 brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that this is a wonderful way for a person to do Gemilas Cheses Begufo. When you wait for somebody else, you're waiting there with your body for him. This is a tremendous Gemilas Chesed. V'ein l'cho Gemilas Chesed Yosef Godo Mimasha Doig L'kach Shechaveru Lo Yifachet V'yizbalba B'tviloso. And doing this wonderful Chesed by making sure your friend is at ease and he's not nervous and worried that he's alone in the shul is a tremendous act of Gemilas Chesodim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memches writes, Davko im nichnasu b'shavu. When does this din apply that you should wait for him? Is if he came on time. But if this guy came late, and he knows that he's going to be alone there in the shul by himself, because if he comes in at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, and everybody else is ready to leave, and he starts davening Maariv then, so he realizes he's going to be there by himself, then there is no chiyuv to stay, because obviously this person is not concerned about being alone in the shul, because that's what he expected. Since he comes in so late, and he sees everybody's going to be gone before he's ready to go, igoli milsa. Igloi Milsa, it's revealed and clear, Shainu Afakid, he's not afraid to be alone in Nisho Yechidi if he stays by himself. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah writes, Miu, Midas Chasidusu Lahamtin Af Bechiai Gabna. It still is a tremendous chesed. If you do stay for him, even though he wasn't expecting it, he probably still is somewhat ill at ease. And when he sees somebody else staying there, you are going to put him at ease. And therefore, it's a tremendous chesed, even though you don't have the obligation to do so. Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Haholech baderech v'yigil ir. Somebody's traveling on the road and he reaches the city that he's going to. V'rotz alolun bo, and he wants to stop in that city and stay overnight. So im lefonov ad arbo milin mokum shemispalim biasoro. There's no minion in that city. But if you go up the road, 4 milin. Milin over here are roughly a kilometer. They're 2,000 amos. 4 milin is about 4 kilometers. It's about 8,000 amos. And again, an ama is 1.5 to 2 feet. If you calculate it out, it roughly comes to a mil being about a kilometer. The issue footnote number 50 brings down some more specific measurements of this according to many different poskim, ayin sham. But in any event, if you still have a distance to go forward in your travels that is about 4 milin or 4 kilometers, so then if that place will have a minyan, you still have to travel. Tzorich leilich l'shom, you should go to travel to that place rather than stop in the city that you're at right now, because you're going in that direction anyway, you might as well go a little bit further. But if you have to go back, you're hoping to go further, and then you realize the city doesn't have a minyan, and there's no city within
distance that you're going forward within 4 kilometers. But if you go back 1 mil, you go to a city that has a minyan, so then you have to return 1 kilometer. You go back 1 mil. The importance of davening with a minyan is that we make you even go back a full distance of a mil in order to go make a minyan. And going forward, if that's on your route, so then we make you go a distance of a 4 additional mil in order to go and make a minyan. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Tes writes, Hu adin baboker, b'derech holeches l'fonav b'arba milin, yesh mokum shenispalim b'yasor. The same thing is in the morning. If you're going in on the road, and there is a shul that is within 4 milin of you, so then you should travel to that shul. Yamten ad shegiyasham, and don't dive until you get there. As long as, of course, by traveling this distance, you won't miss out on saying Kriyashma and davening in the right Zman. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun writes, Im lufonav, if in front of you, dafka b'derech holechas lufonav, meaning if you're traveling in that direction, shebelav hochi yitzdorech l'bisof lelosham, you're going to go travel in that direction anyway, so you're eventually going to have to go there, so therefore, you might as well travel it now in order to make the minyan. That's why the distance is 4 mil going forward in the right direction. However, avu b'tzadim, going off to the side, or dino kilit me'achrov, the halacha there would be just like going backwards, because you're not interested in going that direction, it's out of your way, so we only trouble you to go out of your way a distance of a kilometer, a mil. Sifkat Nun Aleph, Leilich Shav, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to go to that place. So he says this is only true if it's going to be ba'ofen shelo yitzdorech leilich yichidi ayideze, if you won't have to travel alone when you're doing this. And likewise, we got Mayrish or even Godel. Likewise, there'll still be time in the day for you to travel even with somebody else. Shafilu mielech ad shom yuchol lagia shom ba'od Hashem shal oretz. Because as long as you'll be able to get there while it's still light and you're traveling with other people, that's not a problem. Because di lav hachi enu mechoyev, you wouldn't be obligated to go there if you're traveling by yourself and it's dangerous or if it's dark. Because the person should always travel and reach his destination while it's still light outside. The issue footnote number 54 brings down if there's any danger on the road, for example, Rahmanul Islam, they're terrorists or there are other dangerous people on the road, so then you wouldn't be obligated to do so. And in fact, the Shevet Levi says in that situation, yispala b'yichidus, you should have it alone. Dishu footnote 59 writes, nowadays we have lights on the road, so we don't have this concern so much of traveling in the dark. So Chaim Kanievsky says, you have to look, you can't make the rule, you have to stop when it's sunset, because there may be other factors, such as a well-lit road, that would allow you to travel further without it being any danger. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, look at the Prima Gadim who writes, Dibaderech im nizdamen lo asor lispal mincha. If you're traveling on the road and you have to meet up with another bunch of people and you have a minyan on the road, so it's preferable that you daven then. Even though you normally shouldn't daven that early, and this is a discussion we'll see later on, however, certainly over here, you could daven mincha gedoli, even if at other points in the year, there are those that suggest that it's preferable to daven mincha ketana. What these terms exactly mean, we'll discuss later on when we reach the Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, but basically one could daven mincha as early as a half an hour after the middle of the day. There are those that say that's an optimal time, there are those that say it's a suboptimal time. So if you hold like the opinion that it's a suboptimal time, but now you're on the road and the only time you'll have a minyan is at this time, so certainly you should daven then with a minyan rather than davening later on in a possibly better time, but without a minyan. Sifkat Nun Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to go travel back liachorav a certain distance. So he says, Ayin b'sifkat nakodim, this was discussed already previously, by Yoshe b'veso, and somebody who's sitting in his house, dino kin la'achrav. If you're at home and you say, oh, you have to get up to go to Minyan, so you have to travel as far as 1 mil. Okay. Therefore, Hador b'yishov, if somebody lives outside the city, toch mil, l'mokum b'shipalim b'asor, but within a distance of a mil to where there's a minyan, tzarech lelech b'cho yom b'boker l'shipalim b'asor. He has to get up in the morning and go daven with the minyan. He can't say, well, it's too far away, it's too difficult for me. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, avolo b'erev, at night time it may be a little bit different, k'en tzarech lelech b'layla b'derech b'shil minyan. Because he says at night, because marav is a rishus, so maybe you don't have to go out. L'maisa, we do say you have to go out. And he says, he concludes, v'zeh asif, this discussion over here that we're having, tochachas megula, is a very strong reproof. La'usan anoshim shem ba'ir, anybody who lives in a city where there's a minyan, umis atzlum lelech lebeis ha'knesses l'spalo, mincha umarev. If you live in the city and there's a minyan within the city within a certain distance, as we'll see, an 18-minute travel, a distance of 1 mil that you'd walk, so then it's a great kitrug on a person if he doesn't take advantage of the fact that there's a minyan to daven in as he stays in his home and davens b'yichidus. That certainly is not ideal. Again, if somebody's sick under extenuating circumstances, it's a different story. But if you're healthy, Baruch Hashem, and you're able to get there, so one should certainly always strive to daven with a minyan, and he says even for mincha and marav. The issue footnote number 59 discusses that with modern traveling, nowadays we go by a car someplace, how do we calculate this distance of a mil? It can take you under a minute to go a kilometer. So basically, most of the posts can say, and look in the Dirsha footnote for some differences of opinion, nowadays when you're going by car, so you take the distance of 18 minutes, which is the distance it takes a person to walk a mil, and that's how far you'd have to drive in a car. So assuming you're going at 60 miles an hour on a highway, so then you'd have to travel a distance of 18 miles in order to go travel to a minyan, or again, the distance that it takes you to drive in a car, 18 minutes. So if you live within 18 minutes of a drive of a shul, so then all of these dinim apply to you, a person is obligated to go to that minyan. Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh mi she'omer, she'mikol she'ken she'lo yashkim odom le'lech mi'ir, she'mispalim bo'a ba'asora, im yochol levo l'mchoz chatzo bo'rem yom godol. The Mechaber brings down this opinion that states that a person should not get up so early in the morning that he has to leave his city that has a minyan in order to reach another place, if he would be able to reach that other place while it is still daylight. And likewise, and there will be other people that will be able to go with you, won't have to travel alone. A person should certainly not give up minyan if these conditions can be met. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Gimel writes, this halacha only applies b'holech l'dvar rishus if a person is going for an optional reason. The issue footnote number 60 brings down that work is not considered an optional reason. That's an obligation, and that wouldn't apply over here. But if a person wants to take a leisure trip, then this din applies. He then brings down the Prima Gadim, who asks the following question. The Kan Mashma, it applies from over here, Davkim, Ayideze, Yispatel, Let's Lo Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's only under situations where he's going to be Mevatel Tefillah B'Tzibur that he's not allowed to go. Ubelo Zishari, but if he's not being Mevatel Tefillah B'Tzibur, he would be allowed to go. He also lets it there according to the Shidches, but you're not allowed to go traveling before you Davish Manasrei. So how can this be? So he says, but he says, according to what we learned in the Ramah over there, everything fits in. Because the Ramah held over there, the Mayri Shomer HaBrocho Shekod Matvila. You did say something before the davening, and then you'd be allowed to travel and reach the minyan that you're going to. But here, he says, you shouldn't go and do this because you're going to miss out on Tefila B'Tzibur. So even though you may say some davening, so you'd be allowed technically to go on the road, but you shouldn't do this because you're missing Tefila B'Tzibur. Again, the importance, tremendous importance of davening with the Tzibur. Sivkot Nadala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vishlo Yehei, Tzorot Lelech Zichidi Achar Etvilo, you shouldn't have to travel alone. Hoyim Yeshlo Ato Shayorot, there's a caravan going now. Veino Rots Lahamtin Alav, they're not going to wait for him and he's going to miss it. If he doesn't go right now, then Mutter, he would be allowed to go right now. Siv Yuches, Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kadosh Yosim Beis HaKnesses. A Beis Medrash where you're learning has more Kedusha than a Beis Knesses, and therefore mitzvah is Palabo Yosim Beis Knesses, and it's a better mitzvah to go daven in a Beis Medrash than it is in a Beis Knesses. However, the Mechaber adds, Zuhushi is Palabi Asor, that's assuming that you have a minion in both places. The Ramah adds, the Yesh Omrim, the Afilu below Asor, the Ramah adds the unbelievable din that a Talmud Chacham who's davening in the same place that he learns in his Beis Medrash, it's preferable to daven over there even without a minyan below Asara. It's better for him to daven in the place where he always learns. But don't leave now. Listen to the rest. This only applies to those very rare individuals, and probably nobody today, whose Torah is his entire life. The Enum is Bato Balav Hochi, and under no circumstances does he give up learning Torah. And even such a person shouldn't rush to go and do this except on an irregular basis, where it will be Bittul Torah. Because all the Amoratsim will see him and think that's okay to daven in your own house, in your own place. The Ispat will be Beis HaKnesses, and they won't understand what he's doing, and they also won't go to Minyan. And certainly, a person is not permitted to go and learn in the Beis Knesses when the Tzibur is davening. They're saying all the Slichos and Tchinos, and you're not saying anything. That's improper. Sivkot Nunhei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'afilu Mevetz HaKnesses Ikor Rov Am Hadras Melech. And even if the shul has a much bigger minion than the Beis Medrash, better to daven in the Beis Medrash that you learn in. And this is true, Hani Mila Mishalom Midbo. This is only if you learn over there yourself. Ukadesh Lo Yivata Milimudu Lech LeBeis HaKnesses, and you won't end up being Mevatel Torah by having to go leave your place of learning to go to the Beis Knesses. However, Belav Hachi Rov Am Adif. But if you're not learning over there, so then you should preferably go to the shul rather than to the Beis Medrash. This is the opinion of the Prima Gadim. Mishnah Berurah says that it's Pashat, however, that this only applies to a personal Beis Medrash. But if it's a public Beis Medrash, Kavul or Rabim Limud Torah, Bevadei Kedushasul Chamura Yosim Beis HaKnesses, then such a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Shul, Umutuv L'Spalabu Be'asor Yosim Beis HaKnesses, and it's preferable to daven in that place with a smaller minion than in a larger minion in a Beis Knesses that has the advantage of Rov Am, but isn't a place of learning as the Beis Medrash. And this is true, Afilu Mishen Lomein Bokal. This is even for a person that isn't learning over there. The Gemara says, Da'oi Vashem Shar Metzuyon Baloch Yosim Beis HaKnesses, Hashem loves Beis Medrash more than he loves the Beis Knesses. Midrash footnote number 62 brings down that when we define a Beis Medrash, it's a place where there's learning going on all day, not an occasional shiur. Midrash footnote number 63 says that you should try to sit in the place where you're learning as well if you're learning in that Beis Medrash. Midrash footnote number 64 brings down, however, if you're going to the Beis Medrash, it's going to make the shul not have a minyan, it's preferable that you go to the shul. Only a person who never interrupts for anything else other than his most basic personal needs, he doesn't have to leave the Beis Medrash to go to the Beis Knesses. And likewise, for a person who's learning Torah publicly, en lo levata mi limudo lecha beit knishti, he shouldn't leave the Beis Medrash to go to the shul. This will result in bittul Torah. Finally, Sivkat Nun Zayin, Yamaratzim will see a person not going to a minyan and they won't understand that he's not going because of bittul Torah, and they'll say he just doesn't think the davening of the minyan is important, and they'll learn the same thing chas v'shalom for themselves. Sivkat Nun Ches, Mishabur points out that you can't learn in the shul while they're laning if you are davening with them, but if you happen to just be in the shul, then it's not a concern. Ayin Shem for more details, this ends today's shir.